From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with a special edition of the Latin America Report, a conversation with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. For 50 years now, Colombia has been locked in a civil war that has killed almost 250,000 people and turned 5 million others into refugees. Peace talks taking place in Havana between the Colombian government and Marxist guerrillas known as the FARC are at a crucial crossroads. Juan Manuel Santos has all but staked his presidential legacy on those negotiations, and voters this year gave him a second term to finish them. But Colombians here in South Florida aren't so enthusiastic. I spoke with Santos last week in New York during the UN General Assembly. Here's the first part of our interview.
Well, President Santos, thank you very much for giving us your time.
Pleasure to be with you.
Mr. President, last year in Miami, you described Colombia's armed conflict as a mule in the middle of the road that blocks the country's real potential. Why do you think somewhat skeptical Colombian voters this year ended up agreeing with you?
The war has had a tremendous cost on all Colombians, and people are starting to realize that you cannot resign to live with war. The problem with Colombia is that we have been fighting a war for three generations, and people just simply got accustomed. And what I'm trying to tell to the Colombian people is, wake up. We have to be a normal country.
Things look promising. About half the peace negotiation agenda is completed, including the land reform issues that were very much at the heart of this conflict. But the hardest part, like justice for innocent victims and ultimately disarming the guerrillas, lies ahead.
Well, it's probably the most difficult and the crucial moment, but there's something very encouraging. For the first time in the history of any country that has negotiated an armed conflict, we have sent the victims to talk to the two parties concerned. And what we have discovered is that the victims, whose rights are in the middle of the solution of this problem, are even more willing to forgive than the normal population. And when you see the victims being generous, you see that there's a much larger possibility of reaching an agreement. And drug trafficking. This is of major importance for Colombia, for the whole region, for the U.S., Europe, for the whole world, that the FARC, considered the number one cartel in the world, has agreed to join the government in eradicating coca fields and replacing them with legal crops, helping the government to get rid of drug trafficking. This is a major, major step forward.
But, Mr. President, do you really believe that the FARC, a group that has spent decades making billions from drug trafficking and kidnapping, can they really become a legitimate political party?
Well, I believe that we still have enough command and control by the FARC leaders that enough of these people will abide to make this successful.
The FARC keeps requesting a ceasefire. You insist it would be bad for the progress of the talks. Why?
For several reasons. A ceasefire will create a perverse incentive for the FARC to simply drag their feet, negotiating but with no military pressure. And we have learned from them, past experiences, how they take advantage of ceasefires. And I don't want history to say that, oh, Santos was another president who was naive, and that risk I'm not going to take.
Now, on the flip side, Mr. President, you recently said you cannot have peace in a country as unequal as we have.
Well, I'm having some trouble with some people because I want to prolong the wealth tax, but I know that most of the people agree with me. Poverty in Colombia has gone down in the last 4 years, almost 10%, but we still have a lot of poverty, we still have a lot of inequality, and we must continue.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can hear the second part of my interview with President Santos tomorrow, when we'll talk about why he feels peace with the FARC is Colombia's ticket to development and why Cuba and Venezuela have a role in it.